Japan has asked more than 1 million people to avoid taking showers or doing laundry as rescuers try to reach a man trapped in a massive sinkhole. The 74-year-old and his 3-ton truck have been stuck now for days. What happened? The man and truck were swallowed by the sinkhole on Tuesday morning, January 27th. The sinkhole has reportedly grown to about the length of an Olympic swimming pool and is some 30 feet deep. Officials said the driver spoke to rescuers shortly after becoming trapped. However, authorities have not heard from him since then. What are the latest rescue operations? Rescuers attempted to dig out the driver, but were unsuccessful. They also flew in a drone to see if it was possible to climb down. They even tried to lift the truck with cranes, but could only pull out the loading platform. It left behind the cab where the driver is believed to be stuck. Authorities said they suspect the growing sinkhole is the result of corroded sewage lines with punctures in the pipes, leaking water into the soil. This has created unstable ground under the concrete. Why haven't rescuers climbed down? Officials have not ventured into the hole over fears of falling debris and are waiting until they can stabilize the surrounding area. There are efforts to build a nearly 100-foot slope to reach the man, but authorities warn it may take days to construct. What does it have to do with showers and laundry? Government officials called on 1.2 million people across a dozen towns and cities in the area to hold off on bathing and doing laundry to reduce the amount of leaking wastewater and sewage in the hole, compromising rescue operations. Officials also said the sinkhole contains a gas pipeline and have ordered the evacuation of 200 homes in the area. A growing problem, sinkholes have become a growing problem in Japan as the country's aging sewage pipelines fall into disrepair.